Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Martin, we're not going to be jumping back into
college. Don't think he's coming back to college.
Going to be jumping back into college football. So we had that news as well. All right. By the way, you can get tickets for the Grizzlies games now, right, Jeffrey? You can buy them over there.
Indeed.
And it's fun to think about. A new adventure we're going to embark on. We got Chris Harrington coming up next. Before then, I will tell you, this would be a great weekend to get out to Ragin' Cajun, the new Cajun place in Bartlett. Very convenient for me. I was in East Memphis 7 minutes. Great park, and it's got a great patio. It's got a neighborhood feel to it. Like, that was the point. Mason Jambon wanted to create a place that reminded him of the places in New Orleans where he grew up. So you want to get a po' boy? You want to get some houdat catfish? That's fried catfish topped with crawfish etouffee. You want to get a andouille sausage po' boy or the crawfish queso or the best bread pudding I've ever had, and maybe a cold one on the patio. Do that out at Ragin' Cajun this weekend. Sounds great. It's at 2740 Bartlett Road in Bartlett. Claire and I had a great time. You can check them out on the website at Cajun901.com. Chris Harrington, when we return, Jeff Calkins, Show 92.9 FM ESPN.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
All right, back on the Jeff Calkins Show. Let's do this Chris Herrington deal. Chris Herrington joins me now. Chris, what are you listening to?
That is My Baby Left Me by the Big E, Elvis Presley. Some circa 1956 Elvis from his RCA debut album in honor of Candlelight Vigil and the wrap-up of Elvis Week this weekend.
So, I've still never been. How many times have you been to the Candlelight Vigil?
I've been to the Candlelight Vigil several times, but I think I've only walked through to the gravesite once. Mostly it's just taking in the street scene and then leaving without like actually doing the whole thing. That's been my experience. But I've gone to the thing several times over the years, both in professional and non-professional capacities.
Say, were you
but
ready?
actually walking through to the gravesite, I only once.
So you've written about it. The walking through, does it take a long time to do that? Is that a...
It takes a little bit, and like, you know, I'm not, you know, I like Elvis and all, but I'm not like weep at the gravesite, like I'm not at that level, and so that's not, to me it's interesting more for people watching and just sort of seeing the scene. The actual walking up is more of a, like, you know, that's your personal pilgrimage or whatever, which I'm not really into, but it's more the scene itself. And so the thing about writing about that is like it's kind of the same thing every year. And so if you do it once, like I've done it several times, but I've made the point of like trying to not do it 2 years in a row. Cause you just write the same thing.
Well, and you also wonder, I mean, I don't know, has it been as big? Is the turnout roughly the same size every year? I guess there's certain anniversary years when it's bigger. And then you've written about this before is, in fact, when the Elvis film came out a couple of years ago, the hope was that it would regenerate fresh new interest in Elvis. I do wonder how this is going to...
I don't sense that it did. It certainly didn't seem to generate new interest in actually listening to Elvis music. It may have, you know, generated more interest in Elvis as sort of a celebrity or personality. But even that, I might be wrong, but I don't feel long-lasting effects of that movie. That movie was successful on its own terms.
Right.
But I don't know if it meant that much for, you know, the Elvis legacy.
Chris, I wanted to ask you this. So I did this last night. I didn't know this was a thing. Did you know that there's like a mini museum at the back half of the Shell in Midtown in Overton Park?
Yeah, that hasn't always been there, so I'm not sure at what point, but yeah. And so we talked about this at one point. Maybe it was when Drew was hosting. He asked me about it. But, you know, the Shell has a couple of notable things in Memphis music history, but the biggest one is that it's sort of considered the venue for the first Elvis concert.
Yeah.
It's actually not the first place he'd played publicly in the city, but it's the first outside of like a small bar club.
Right, juke joint, I think is the term that they used was like juke joints.
Yeah.
I can't recommend
so
it
where
enough.
Is the place that he first played publicly, if not?
I think it was called the Bel Air Club. It's a place that doesn't exist.
It was something some on Summer, bar, they honky. Said? Yeah.
Yes, that's right. It's sort of the East Memphis Summer area, sort of like a honky-tonk kind of thing. But it's a place that doesn't exist anymore.
Are you, by the way, I gather there's a new Elvis book out, The Colonel and the King, about Elvis and Colonel Tom Parker. Is that something you're interested in, or have you heard anything about?
It depends on who wrote it. I mean, there's literally 5,000 Elvis books.
Peter Grolnick wrote it.
Really?
Yeah.
Peter Grolnick did a book about Colonel Parker? That's kind of surprising to me. I've read a lot of Peter Grolnick over the years. I don't know if I need another Peter Grolnick Elvis book. He's already written a, you know, 1,200-page, two-volume, like, biography. I don't know if I need one on him and Colonel Parker, but you know, I'm open to it if it's Gromit.
It's based, it was released August 5th, and it's based on his correspondence, the Colonel's correspondence, Tom Parker's correspondence, I gather. And I've only read reviews, and I'm wildly overstating it, whatever. But my sense is it is, the essence is, yeah, Tom Parker, not as bad as he's been made out to be. Not the villain he's been made out to be. That's the essence of it. Or not quite the villain he's made out to be, or something like that. So that seems to be the thesis, but there you go.
Well, Elvis was a transitional figure culturally. And I've written about this before. To me, he's as much a link back to the Frank Sinatra, Bing Crosby, Billie Holiday interpretive singer mode, pre-rock interpretive singer mode, as he is a link to the singer-songwriter, you know, Bruce Springsteen, Lennon and McCartney, Bob Dylan, like rock mode. He's sort of an in-between figure there. Colonel Parker was very much a figure of that earlier era. He didn't think of that in terms of art. He thought about it in terms of, like, you're a professional entertainer, and the next step for you as an entertainer is to go to Hollywood and make these movies.
Right.
I don't think Colonel Parker was good for Elvis as an artist. Whether he was good for Elvis as a, you know, a professional entertainer is sort of a separate question.
Right. Okay, before I get to the Guzzi schedule, I walked in here and this morning, and Jeffrey was eating breakfast from Three Little Pigs, and he proceeded to unleash two hot takes.
Yep.
Scrambled eggs are wildly overrated, and biscuits are wildly overrated. I don't even think scrambled eggs are overrated. They're not rated. I mean, they're just things. They're not particularly rated high in order to be overrated. And then the biscuit one, you know, do you agree or disagree? Scrambled eggs,
well,
and biscuits.
I mean, scrambled eggs vary wildly in terms of, like, in terms of, actually do vary wildly in terms of, you know, preparation, how, where they're prepared. Do you like them hard? Do you like them soft scrambled? Do you want, you know, cheese in them? Do you want other stuff? I don't do poached eggs very often because that takes more effort. I sometimes do that, but I tend to do more of a fried egg over medium if I'm making eggs for myself generally. And biscuits, man, I've been on a year-long biscuits crusade to, like, learn how to make good biscuits, and I finally got there. So I make biscuits pretty much every Sunday morning when I'm in town. Yeah.
Is there a recipe that you use as the basis for it, or?
Yeah, I tried different recipes, and I settled on one that got me better results, and then I've been honing my technique from there. And so the recipe I'm using uses both butter and shortening. It's, like, basically 8 tablespoons butter to 2 tablespoons of shortening. And there's other stuff there.
Where's
I think biscuits every weekend now.
Where's it from?
Oh, I don't remember, from the internet. Okay. You know, now it's on my recipe app.
Right.
But you know, I tried a New York Times, like, recipe, and I tried the Muddy's recipe, and I've tried different things, and this is the one that's worked for me. So yeah, I'm a biscuit guy.
All right. I knew you were a biscuit guy. Okay. So what struck you from the schedule?
You know, the NBA kind of, like, you know, they could have been a little bit nicer to the Grizzlies.
That's what,
like,
I thought.
When the Grizzlies sacrificed the MLK Day and the designated return game for the overseas trip, you could have let them have both Laker home games and both Warriors home games. Instead, you get one of each. So you only get, like, those are the two highest football teams, and they're in the West. You only get them once each in your building, and you don't get MLK. So I think from just a business standpoint, general fan interest standpoint, that was a little rough. Competitively, like, I think it's okay. I actually think the opening 2 or 3 weeks is really interesting. It's both interesting and it's, like, potentially conducive to a good start. I think once you hit mid-November, it gets real rough real fast. Yep. So hopefully you get off to a good start.
It's interesting. So on the first point, I agree completely. I mean, no MLK game, no Desmond Bane return game, one Warriors game, one Lakers game, and no games on either side of Thanksgiving. Like, if you want to be a conspiracy theorist, they really did them no favors whatsoever in terms of attendance this year. Competitively, it's just partly how you slice it. The first 10, you know,
and they play in the West. It's a Western Conference schedule, man. It's going to be rough. You know?
Exactly. I mean, in the end, it's going to be rough. But the first 10, really pretty soft. We went through, Jeff, what was 7? And we believe they will be favored in 7 of their first 10 games, depending on who plays, obviously, right? But assuming good health on the part of the people who are supposed to be healthy, and obviously when Kyrie, we know he'll be out. We know that Zach Edey will be out. They'll be favored in 7 of the first 10. But then if you extend that to 20—
they'll be favored in 9 of the first 20. Is that what it was, Jeff?
Right,
I think
right.
9 of the first 20.
Yeah.
So
you get a stretch after that. I mean, really, in the tough stretch starts at home with OKC, but then after that, it's 9 of 11 on the road. Most of those against playoff caliber teams. But if you can jump out to like 3-2, 4-1, you steady yourself, and like, you know, we'll see. It's a long season.
It's a long season. You know, some of this is wow, I wonder how many games they're going to play without Zach Edey. And of course, that depends on right. when Zach Edey's coming back. If he comes back not until December 1st, they play 21 games before December 1st. Do we have a what is your sense? What's the information on Zach Edey?
We truly don't know. But December 1st, unless or until I get better information, I'm thinking December 1st is optimistic. A little bit. I feel like the Jaren thing is probably going to go better. Obviously, Jaren will be back before Edey, but even relative expectation, I sort of feel like the Jaren thing will go better than the Edey thing. Like, I won't be surprised if Jaren's in the lineup opening night, you know? With the Edey thing, I mean, that's a pretty major surgery for someone that big. And so I wonder how cautious they're going to be with that.
You're absolutely right. And I saw you did the early word, which is for folks who don't know, that's the email that the Daily Memphian, I don't know if just subscribers get it, but it tends to be terrific. Everything you need to know. And, you captured Rob Fisher's beautifully done rendition of the schedule, that he does. And you included that, it really is a work of art the way he breaks down the schedule. How do you do it? Like, do you have a system?
Well, I set up a template. Like, my consumer's guide story, which is done, it'll be up at some point. I think they may hold it for the weekend. But
yep.
I sort of set up the template for that ahead of time and then sort of fill in the games as I go. And that sort of gives me a sense. And then now that I'm doing sort of the back and forth, I sit down with my wife and we sort of hash it out and come up with a general plan, which we did last night. And so, like, those are the two things I did.
How many times are they playing? I didn't look at this through the Chris Harrington lens. How many times are they at the T-Wolves? And how about the Milwaukee and Chicago trips for you?
They're at Minnesota twice, which I assume they would be since it was only once last year. I think there's a little bit of a, you know, they mix that stuff up. The Chicago-Milwaukee games, those are games that are maybe for me, but they're not like certain for me. So we'll see about that. Those later in the season.
So much of this the season will be its own adventure. But so, for example, yep. you look at their longest homestand is in late March.
March.
They play yep. 6 straight games at home. Well, that could be terrific. You know, they're pushing for the playoffs. They're trying to get out of the play-in. Everybody's healthy. And you get 6 straight games at home, or it could be just death. They have already hit eject on the season. They're jockeying for a higher lottery pick.
No. Backloading games in this schedule is definitely dicey. Backloading home games is definitely dicey. And you're sort of, you know, it's sort of, there's a risk involved. And I sort of alluded to that when I wrote the consumer's guide. Because if you look at those, the first 2 games of that homestand, which is San Antonio, Houston.
Yep.
Like, it's late season, but it's not so late season that anything is going to be, like locked in, you know?
Right.
And so, like, there's a good chance, like, whether it's playoff, whether you're battling for a top 6 or you're just in the play-in mix or whatever you are, assuming you're in a postseason race, those could be blockbuster games. Those could be big-time games that mean a lot for both teams. And, like those games could be awesome. But, like, if the season falls apart, like, nothing will be awesome, right? But,
right.
Certainly, like, the later you go, the more risk there is of that.
Yeah, for that to be the 6-game homestand, it's just a risky place to have a 6-game homestand in terms of what it could feel like in there. It could be great, could be fabulous. You've talked, by the way, about they picked the path that they picked this summer, but then this particular path has a fork in the road.
Yeah, what? I mean, they've never expressed this, but to me, the logic is pretty right.
so
pretty apparent.
What is the fork in the road, and when does one imagine one reaches it?
I feel like it's next summer. It could be earlier, it could be later, but that makes the most sense to me. Is next summer, the draft, you can have two first round picks, assuming you don't trade either of them between now and then. You're going to find out where they land when the lottery happens, assuming at least one, if not both, are in the lottery, right? And so you're going to find out where the pick lands, and you're going to have, you know where your picks are. You know what Coward looks like coming out of his rookie year. You know, you're going to know how Edie came out of his surgery. You're going to know how many games John Moran played. You're going to have all that, and you're going to have to decide, do these two things fit together, or do they not fit together? Are we biding time with John Jaren when the team is not going to be good enough with them in time, and do we need to pivot to just full-on rebuild around these lottery picks and Cedric Coward and all that? I think, in theory, you could make the decision to stay with John Jaren next summer and then change your mind down the road. But I feel like next summer is a real like decision point. Are we really reshaping around John Jaren, or are we rebuilding the team?
All right, Chris, I appreciate it. We'll look forward to reading the Consumer's Guide when it posts over the Daily Memphian. Thanks very much.
Thanks.
Now, I literally picked up my phone just now, and I have a text from Fishman. God, you are an idiot.
Mm.
Scrambled eggs are not just a thing. So they vary wildly. Some are good, some are not. We've said that. Indeed, didn't we? In the open, we talked about there's powdered scrambled eggs and there's great scrambled eggs.
Yep.
My point on the scrambled eggs is that no one gets poetic about scrambled eggs. In order for them to be overrated, you have to people someone saying, you know what my favorite thing in the world is? Scrambled eggs. No one has ever said that.
Mm-hmm.
They say that about biscuits. They say that about s'mores. They say that about lots of things. But one of the things they do not say is that scrambled eggs are the best. Oh, I just love scrambled eggs. No one says that.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, it's impossible for them to be overrated. I didn't dispute. Indeed, I said straight up that there is wide variance. You can get powdered scrambled eggs. You can get scrambled eggs that are actually worthy of delicious. If they got lots of stuff in them and whatever.
Right. Not scrambled eggs.
Then they're not scrambled eggs anymore. They're, right, exactly.
It's but a casserole
they're not,
at that point.
My only point is they can't be overrated because no one writes poetry about scrambled eggs.
Right.
The way they do about food that is overrated.
Right, but you care more about the words. I care about the actions. Everybody's actions say that scrambled eggs are overrated. Why? They're the most commonly ordered thing.
They are commonly
therefore ordered. They are overrated.
They are commonly ordered. Okay. I didn't ever think I could get this fired up about a scrambled eggs argument. What?
We need to request the next time Chris comes to Memphis, I'm now only thinking about the biscuits Chris made. It's like I trust him so implicitly.
There's no way you can eat his biscuits.
How could you do it though?
And then, by the way, I need to know. He could bring one from Minnesota to Memphis, but it wouldn't be a hot biscuit then.
Right, but he can when he comes, he usually stays with his family. Like his dad has that type of kitchen.
But I think biscuits are the kind of thing.
To try
depends
it
on the water. Depends on the you orient biscuits are.
I'm not intellectually arrogant enough to understand
that. You're so trusting of fit.
Correct.
That's
I need to try this Chris Harrington biscuit.
By the way, what you should try is the O'Call semi-annual sale.
Always.
And this, ladies and gentlemen, is the final weekend. It makes sense, Jeff. We just talked about that earlier. It's the last weekend without football, and it is the last weekend of the semi-annual sale.
Yes.
So they got new rolling. And it's hot.
Yep.
You buy it, wear it. It's rolling in daily, but it's the last weekend of the summer sale, up to 70% off. So I've been telling you about it. This is it. This is the last weekend. After that, listen, you'll have football to console you after that. But if you want to take advantage of the best savings of the year on spring and summer merchandise, this is the weekend. Go today, go tomorrow, but get yourself to O'Call. All right, we're going to come back in a moment. I'll talk to John Stacy about Memphis football and a really lovely program that he does every year with Memphis football. Then we got a lot of other stuff we got to get to as well as we wrap up the week. It's Jeff Calkins, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Well, that's a nice touch, Jeffrey. And we only got 1 week. We just got 1 week without football.
You got to get in touch with Will, by the way.
Yeah, I know. We got
to. We got to make sure we got him ready to go.
Two years ago, we didn't have the Memphis band.
Yeah,
here.
And it was football season can't start without it.
Yeah, no, we need the mighty sound of the South in studio. John Stacey's a massive Memphis Tiger fan. Joins me once again. John, welcome. How you feeling about the season?
Well, I told Ryan I'm ready to go to 17 games. So you can take that for what it's worth.
You got the old car. How many miles on the car? What are you driving these days?
I'm driving an HRV. I've learned that a little size and a lot of gas mileage matter.
And what's the longest drive right now? What's the farthest, most distant road trip?
Well, that's up for debate because I did drive to UCLA.
Right.
And
no,
then
I
drove
on this
to Connecticut.
Season, this season.
Oh, this season's a walk in the park. The longest drive this year is East Carolina.
Okay, that's not too bad.
No, I lied. Boca. We got to go down to Boca.
Yeah, that's a bit of a haul.
Yeah.
I saw two bowl projections recently, Jeffrey, and they had the Tigers in. They were both military oriented.
Yeah, one is the actual military bowl. The other was the Armed Forces
where
bowl.
Where were these?
So one is in Annapolis. The other, I believe, is in Fort Worth. They had them playing Virginia Tech in Annapolis and then TCU in Fort Worth.
You're a Navy guy, right? So you probably want to go to Annapolis.
I've been to Annapolis more times than I can count at this point. Matter of fact, I got to do something cool up there in 2022. I was on the field with the team singing the alma mater.
Oh, that's nice.
At the end of the game. And for an old Saber like me, that was a pretty big event.
All right. Speaking of the military, and we've had you on to talk about this before, but I thought with the season starting up and it being such a good cause, we would have you back to give it a little more of a pop. What is it? Tell the people what you do with the VA and Memphis Tiger football.
What we've done is for the past 10 years or so, we have people buy tickets and then we give them to patients at the VA hospital, also homeless veterans. And these, a lot of these veterans with like mental health issues and things to that effect, it's done wonders for them. Getting a guy with PTSD to sit through a football game in a crowded stadium where they're firing off fireworks every now and again can be a difficult thing, but it has been so helpful to them. And some of these veterans, you know, they've been through a lot. We had a veteran a couple of years ago bought his first car at like age 65.
Right.
And when I say first, I mean his first. And that weekend, Coach Silverfield had donated his parking passes. And he got to park that car.
Park that new car in Ryan's slot? That's pretty good.
In Ryan's slot.
And I know.
And the day that they met, Ryan comes down to the state, down the VA on occasion and meets with the guys. And the day they met, I don't think there was a dry eye in the place, including mine. Ryan Silverfield's been our biggest cheerleader.
How many do you typically take? And is it to every home game? And how do you go about accumulating the tickets? Yeah, how do you get how many go? And how do you get the
right
tickets?
Right now, we have 14 season tickets that have been purchased. I purchased the first one. And then we've had other people buy them. And you can still buy a season ticket. I think it's like 100. It's not even $100. So you can buy a season ticket for a veteran for the whole year. If you can't do that, they're only $10 a ticket. And you can send a veteran to every game. And what we do is they use them sometimes in like the drug and alcohol rehab program as rewards, and it gives the veteran something to focus on. And but all you got to do is call Wesley Funk at 901-678-1740. And tell Wesley you want to buy a ticket for a veteran at the VA hospital. Use my name. Just tell Wesley you want to help a veteran, and he knows exactly what to do.
All right, so it's Wesley, and it's 678-1740 if you want to pitch in and set a veteran to a Memphis Tiger football game. Do you all transport them? How does it end?
We got a guy down at the VA who handles it all. My job is to get the tickets and get the tickets to them. And one of the VA employees gives his time and he picks them up. That's why we have to know how many is going like on Tuesday or Wednesday every week, so we can prepare transportation. We take them, they take them to the game and they escort them and they get the whole nine.
That's
so terrific. We actually have to have VA employees involved as well. And they give their time to do it. They're not on the clock. They're doing it on their own.
All right. Phone number, once again, 678-1740, 678-1740, if you want to participate in this very worthy cause. A couple other things, John, before I let you go. One is you want to go to 17. You're planning on 17 games this time. That's pretty ambitious. What is the cause?
Confidence is sexy. I'm Brad Pitt.
It feels like to me like this is a year when the fan base – even with Ryan's success, there's a little impatience to let's get to a championship game, if not win it. And yet, there is so much turnover in the roster, including at quarterback. Is that an unrealistic expectation for this year?
I'll tell you this, and I was out at practice the other day. Bigger, stronger, faster doesn't begin to describe it. This may be the most talented roster Ryan's had. A lot of the things with the roster that a lot of folks just, you know, you don't pick up on. Like the first couple of years, we heard it. We had offensive line injuries, like it was going out of style. And so Ryan, he's done a lot, and he's got a lot of talent in here. And talent-wise, this may be his best roster. And I don't want to put any undue pressure on him, but yeah, and having a senior come in at quarterback to help kind of teach the young guy, I think that's a good thing. Although, you know, you're not going to get a Seth Hennigan every 4 years. That's asking a lot.
You texted me an interesting stat about the defense. Tell me the stat if you have it off the top.
Okay.
Of your head.
All right. But basically, we've gone 14 straight years with at least one defensive touchdown. Now, that in itself doesn't sound, there's nine other schools in the country that have done that as well.
Yeah.
The difference is prior to that, we went 88 games with just one. From 2004, we 6 years, we went the defense in 03 and 04 scored some touchdowns. But from 2004 to 2011, we had one. Just one. And from 1967 to 2011, we had 38.
So what is that, 44 years, you had 38 defensive touchdowns in those.
And in the last 14, we've had 41.
Wow. It's funny because we think of, I mean, let's be honest. I think what's interesting about that is Memphis football used to have this black and blue image. It was this, they would hang in there because they'd fight you defensively, but they were inept offensively until Justin and Mike and now right. Ryan. It was, it may not be an easy day against Memphis, but you know, they're going to, where
the 03 and 04 offenses are pretty good.
Thinking about how you think of how you beat Tennessee, you know, you just hung in there and hung in there and hung in there. And Tony was,
you know, who led the team in rushing that day? And I miss the guy every day is Jeremy Scruggs. To me, Jeremy Scruggs was the epitome of what that team was.
Hard nosed son of a gun.
Oh yeah. I love the guy.
Yeah.
And, but I mean, that nine, and you go back even to the 92 team that Dan Bartow led that defense, and I'm glad his number's hanging on the side of the Liberty Bowl. That 92 team went 6-5. They lost five games by a total of 17 points.
It's funny, though, then that it's recently, the last decade, when they're scoring all these defensive touchdowns. Because they're not, let's be honest, they have not exactly been shutting down the other team over the last decade. No. That's not been their trademark.
Well, and it's really interesting is I like to talk about Memphis football history because there's a lot of guys that people forget. Bobby McCain, who I'm not sure if Bobby's on the roster this year or not, at the NFL level.
He carved out a nice career. Yeah.
He had five defensive touchdowns while he was here.
Tremendous player. Tremendous player.
Yeah.
Bobby McCain is a tremendous player. And player and leader, too, by the way.
Bobby's a great guy. But we've had guys like Idris Bashir, who has a record that'll never be broken.
Well, it used to be safety you. You had Jerome Woods and you had a bunch of safeties who came in through here who were who were really good, in addition to kickers and everything else. Well, again.
Oh, yeah. But I tell you what, there's one thing about Memphis football over the, you know, we've seen so much transition and transformation over the past four decades.
Right.
That is one of the things that people don't realize for the most part is the early 70s, and that we had some pretty good teams in there. And it just sort of started declining after Rex.
Right.
And it was like almost. Tommy got it over the edge. So,
by the way, since I have you here, there's been all this talk about the PAC and the Big 12 and everything else. I imagine you, who drive to every game,
right?
You don't. In fact, I mean, you're probably one of the people who would not be enamored of playing Washington State and Oregon State. And
there's nothing about the PAC 12 that it's not about me driving. There's nothing about that that appeals to me whatsoever.
Interesting.
There's no traditional stuff to that. I think
there's no tradition with Florida Atlantic. I mean, come on, man. Like, there's no.
I know that. Yeah. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that. But there is with. I'm sorry, but I think we're going to end up in the Big 12 because I don't. The Pac 12.
Right.
The cost of sending a football team.
No, I agree.
The cost of sending a football team to the Pacific is whoa. I know what it costs to send me. I can't imagine sending 130 people.
I was just interested. Once again, I want to give people the number again. The number is 901-678-1740, 901-678-1740, if you want to send a veteran to a Memphis.
Right. And also, Jeff, I want to do one more thing before I do.
Okay.
I have a painting of Tom One that hung in the athletic department for decades.
Yeah.
And somebody gifted that to me a few years back. If you call up and order three season tickets or a single ticket's worth that amount, with Wesley today. Wesley will give me your name, and I will give you that painting of Tom One that hung in the athletic department.
That's lovely. All
right. I will deliver it. I will put it up on Twitter here in a few minutes.
All right. What's your Twitter handle? What's your Twitter handle?
Oh, I couldn't even remember.
Okay, that's fine. John Stacy
in the paper.
All right, we'll find it. Again, phone number 678-1740, 678-1740. Ask for Wesley. Thank you, John. Appreciate it.
Thank you, buddy. I appreciate it.
Yep. There you go. That's a fabulous program. We do, Jeffrey, have a few more minutes before we have to wrap up for the week. I know we take the preseason pledge. We do have preseason football, though.
We do.
Anything particularly intrigue you this week?
So
No Shador.
I mean, I think it's still just going to be watching. Like, I thought Cam actually played pretty well last Saturday night, but I felt like it got lost in the wash, obviously, because Shador sucked up all the oxygen. But
just like his entire draft year.
Correct. Exactly.
It's kind of amazing. It's
just repeating itself.
It's kind of amazing. Just like it did the entire. We did have some NFL news. Rashee Rice.
Well, this was my favorite. Over at ESPN.com on the NFL top headlines.
Yeah.
Browns Judkins won't face charge for July arrest. Bond won't face.
Oh, no.
Bond won't be charged. He's joining the Browns.
I was going to get to the next. I was going to get to the. To the rap sheet over with the Cleveland Browns, because Quinshon Judkins, it was a domestic thing, what
correct?
Was it? And he will not face charges. And then Isaiah Bond, who was not then drafted because he was accused, not charged, accused of sexual assault, right before the draft.
Right.
He then went undrafted. And he has said that he is heading to Cleveland. Cleveland has not yet said, I gather, that he is
shocking by that.
That he is heading to Cleveland. And then Rashee Rice will play the first four games for the Chiefs. After that, he will have his hearing and will presumably be suspended.
For the Bills, that's good, right? Because I don't think they play him till like week eight.
Yeah, a lot of people think he's going to be suspended just in time to come back. Over the Bills message board, it was suspended just in time to rest up and to be all set for the Bills. Either way, you know, he'll be back for the playoffs, which is when it matters. And I'm of the view, again, I always expect the worst. So I expect a massive, quote-unquote, bounce-back year. I say bounce-back year for Patrick Mahomes. But I do wonder if with – Rice, except for the games where with him back, with a little more I wonder if they're going to start being an effective deep again.
Maybe. The thing is, like, his numbers have just been dink and dunk, and I get it. Like, maybe they don't have the vertical passing, but it's almost been
Xavier Worthy started to emerge at the end of last year.
Well, right? I think they're doing it because they know they can't actually run the football. I think they're using it, like, that's just how they're trying to hold on to the football, is by dinking and dunking.
I'm, of course, expecting a massive bounce back year.
What if he's done? What if he's washed?
That would be great. I would be very happy if he were washed. I don't just need Travis Kelce to retire. Mm-hmm. I need Patrick Mahomes to retire.
Your life's too important.
And then you have Jordan Love, who got surgery on his non-throwing
left-hand
thumb.
Thumb, yeah.
And
yeah.
So he is... He is. He's still taking part in practice, but he's not throwing. Even though it's his not throwing hand, he's not throwing because you kind of it's hard to just hold the ball without using your other hand at least.
Getting a stamp.
And but he is doing that. And then honestly, you know, we've avoided the Micah thing because we all just think, who cares? It'll be settled. Whatever.
Yep.
I'm starting to wonder.
That's like, how they get you.
Is that true?
You're falling for the trap.
How about this theory, though? That this is different because Jerry believes, which is crazy, that they had an agreement. Without the agent, there can't – when a guy is represented by an agent and you are talking to the player can say, done, signed, sealed, shake hands. He can cut himself and sign and whatever, you use blood. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't matter until you run it by the agent. But if Jerry's position really is – we reached a deal because I reached a deal personally with Micah Parsons, and he's backing out of it. If he wants to take that deal, he can take that deal. Otherwise, he can skip games. We'll franchise him this year and franchise him next year. Like that's the twist that maybe that's why they got me.
That's how they got you. They're going to pay him. We're going to find out.
They're going to pay him before game one.
Yes.
They got me now. I'm starting to
wonder.
The
only thing I will buy.
I'm now starting to
wonder.
The
only thing I'll buy into is they're willing to kick the can till next offseason. But I also think, like, Jerry has paid everyone. He's going to pay him. Plus, he just got his new $12 billion valuation. You know, Jerry's feeling good right now. Beat cancer.
Yeah, beat cancer.
Mm-hmm.
All right. What is coming up next on 92.9?
Jeff, here's what's coming up next on Jason and John. Anthony Sain's going to join their program today. Blake Topmeyer will join Tim Murray and I today on Jeffrey Wright and Company. Cobb will be with Gabe at 5 o'clock.
Thanks for listening, everybody. We plan to be back here Monday. Have a great weekend. For now, work is done.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.